Hello and welcome to Under the Service number 268 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So, got some good stuff this week, some oldies and just a couple of quests in and just a couple of things I've been listening to. So, to kick things off, here's Annihilator with an old one from 1995 with King of the Kill.
Jungle! peace of mind to deal with the likes of you. No matter if you're just a bit much, just tell me that you're through. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead.
I was just looking through Annihilator's back catalogue. It is really quite something. It's very big, so it is. I didn't realise. I didn't really stop buying their albums after the second one. Never Neverland, which is a really, really great record if you've never heard it. I've seen them live a couple of times. Always been very impressive. Always mean to check them out. But I think it was that just constant revolving lineups that sort of put me off them. And then straight after Corrosion of Conformity, that was Dance of the Dead from the Blind album pre-Pepper Keenan, Carl Eagle, who fronted the Legion of Doom in Belfast last weekend, and they were really good. They'd done that track and they'd done a triple track, Psychotic Reaction, and then a bunch of their own. Great sound, great tones, just really heavy. Even ventured onto the front for the first time in a long time. Really enjoyed myself. So let's glam it up a wee bit. Jet Boy, a band you never hear of very often. I believe they were meant to be touring, possibly coming here. Is it to happen, or did I make that up? Or was it to happen, then was cancelled? Can't even remember now. But this is a track from their debut album, Feel the Shake.
We'll be right back. shiny angel wraps his wings. A clear glass cloud floats over my head. I float this way, don't mean a thing. I hear the echoes of my prayer. I fell down from floor 49. I hit the ground going 55. Silent night breaks my fall. As my friend said, boy, you're dead.
And after that was Bang Tango with Wrap My Wings from the Psycho Cafe album. What prompted that? There's a documentary. It's just hit YouTube. It's about an hour and a half long. Looks, well, he watched about half. It's pretty good. All about Bang Tango and revolving lineups and just how the guy Joe Lesty who fronted them sort of hung on in there since the 80s and still playing clubs and whatnot. Just how, you know, the usual Nirvana killed everything. And just around that whole scene, one of the bands that weren't, they were a hair band, but they were a bit heavier. There was something a wee bit different, had a wee bit of funkiness in that. And they're a really, really good band. Check out the first couple of albums. So on to something completely new, which was turned on to by a couple of guys in a chat group I'm in with. A new thrash band from the UK. The UK was always a wee bit behind in their thrash. Never had that many bands. They had, well, had plenty of bands, but a lot of them weren't that good. So this is a band, a new band called Struck a Nerve, and a track from their debut album called Parade of Violence.
Smoke!
after Struck a Nerve, taking you back in the UK thrash circle back to 1988 with a band called Deathwish from an album called Demon Preacher, and the track was called Wall of Lies. One of them bands that on a label, really good record, but just never got anywhere, never made it into anybody's real psyche, and never got anywhere near your Onslaughts or your Sabbaths of the world, you know. So on to a request from Christopher Osborne, this time from a band called I, which for those in the know, that is Abath, Ex-Immortal. It's one of his solo projects from 2006. This is a track called Warriors from Between Two Worlds.
Yeah, but great
and keeping it all things black metal and immortal related, that was Harold Navdil, otherwise known as Demonaz, with an old Black and Sky from the March of the North. Of course, Demonaz and Abath made up the classic lineup of immortal albums like Battles of the North. Really good albums. If you like your black metal harsh, like, that's the albums to go to. So on to another request. This time from Chris again, and something a bit different. Bit of old punk from the early 80s, the Farrockers, and a track called Die for Your Government. Very apt.
Die for the tree of other gods. We die, they're fast. Die.
After the Rockers, that was Fudge Tunnel with Tipper Gore from the Creep Dad album from 1993, a band that I wish would reform, or at least Alex Newport rejoin Neil Bone for their reunion and get the kick them Cavalera kids out, because they seem a real pain in the arse of the day. You know, he's only giving off about something, that kid. Okay, on to another one. I was watching some old footage from Dynamo on YouTube at the weekend. I think it was the 93 show. And it was Classic Lineup, Fear Factory, Monster Magnet, all sorts of people on the bill. Trouble were on that bill. But this is a track from their debut album, Soul of a New Machine, and this is called Self-Immolation.
Yeah.
Following Fear Factory, that was Propane with On Parade from their Act of God album from 1999. I have their first record and I liked a couple of tracks on it, and I've dipped in and out of them over the years. So I was speaking to a guy who's a lot more learned in Propane than I was, and he advised me to listen to certain albums, and this is one of them, and this is really, really good. Good, hefty, just kind of thrashy, wee bit of hardcore in there. Good, good gear. Really enjoyed it. So I think I'll have to go into their back catalogue, which looks quite extensive. So Cameron are down a bit, down to something a bit more psychedelic. Monster Magnet, great band back in the day. Haven't heard any of their albums, the last couple of albums. There's no interest in them whatsoever. Sort of lost interest after the famous one they've done, you know, on the Vegas. But this is from one of their early albums, Super Judge, and this was a single. Came out, I remember getting it as one of my early CDs and CD single. This is Twin Earth.
Now I'm gonna feed my
Following Monster Mag, that was Mindfunk with Touch You from the Mindfunk album, which featured recent Mark X Celtic Frost and a guitarist from MOD. So it had quite a strong lineup and had major label CBS like at the time. And they were meant to hit it big, but it just never happened. Never happened. Don't know why. Really good album. And it was 1991, I think. And I suppose grunge maybe killed it off, but it probably would have fitted a bit better than what else was going on. So thanks for listening, as usual, and I hope you enjoyed the gigs last week. Crowbar, and over the coming weeks, we've got High Parasite coming up, and Paradise Lost, and Winter Filth, and Blackbraid, so which is all good, so it's plenty to look forward to. So I'm going to finish off with it tonight with a band that I'm very fond of, who unfortunately have called it a day, just after 30 years, come from Italy. Probably not on a lot of people's radar, but this is Abysmal Grief, with a track called The Graveyard Is Mine from the Funeral Cult of Personality from 2021. So you see any other stuff about, I highly recommend to buy it. It's just, it's doomy, but it's they've got their own particular take on it. But check this one out anyway. And until next time, look after yourselves.
Sonic sees a misty, or